Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It was a Tom E. Tuesday. It was a Tier Tuesday.
What a day.
If you missed any of it, Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. So no reason not to do that. Subscribe on the Odyssey app. One text here, 37937, Keith, maybe the best synopsis, I think, of the show.
Yeah, let's hear it.
New Hampshire. I'm going to blame New Hampshire for this.
Ooh, shout out.
603 text.
Granite State.
You guys broadcast in the soft fourth dimension.
Okay. I like that.
Within the confines of a fine sarcastic line. It's hard to explain, and it's entertaining, but I think it may be making me insane.
Oh, okay. There's a lot in there.
I heard entertaining. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Take it. All I heard is they like it.
Like, here's what I said to Keith off the air.
Yep.
Sounds like another satisfied customer. That's what I think. That's a satisfied customer right there.
I was like lost after that fourth dimension thing, trying to figure that out.
Well, we were brainwashing people, but hey.
It's all right.
Soft fourth dimension.
Yeah, not the hard
what does that
fourth
mean?
Dimension.
I'm not up on my dimensions. What does that mean? Call my friends at Northeast Men's Health about it.
They can figure that out real quick.
Let's firm that up.
All right.
Soft fourth dimension.
No, I'll take that. That seems like a good thing overall.
That's a win.
Yeah.
That's a satisfied customer.
We'll
right
see.
There is
we'll
that
see.
Again, final hour, 617-779-7937. We have an update on the Celtics sale that I want to get to later on this
Somebody
hour.
Buy it?
No one bought it.
No, okay.
But I think Wick's daddy's a little angry.
Oh, no.
So we'll get to that coming up. We'll get to Bryce Young as well. Justin's in Groton waiting patiently on the Patriots offense. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make a point about the Jalen Reagor situation you guys were talking about a little while ago.
TBD, by the way, we're not sure how we might have got Eric Shun.
Did we get Eric Shun?
Sports Talk ball sacked. I'm efforting still on that one. But
right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But let's play it out like it's real. Go ahead.
So Alex Van Pelt, you know, is not an enigma. He's an open book. If you look at what he did in Cleveland, what did he do? He ran the ball, threw it to the tight ends, ran the ball, threw it to the tight ends. What happened yesterday? You know, 32 carries, and Hunter Henry had, 20 targets? He ran the ball, he threw it to the tight ends. I mean, that's what he wants to do. That's his offense. And I don't, you know, it's not a horrible idea for this Patriots offense with the talent that they have on that side of the ball.
Okay, I don't think it's a good idea to never throw to the wide receivers.
Yeah, it's a little over, stated because we don't really know. It was Kevin Stefanski called the plays in Cleveland.
Also true.
Right? So it doesn't mean Alex Van Pelt wants to do everything that Stefanski did. Now, Cleveland also had Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper was a 1,200-yard receiver last year.
Mm-hmm.
So
they
yes,
probably threw to him?
They threw him quite a bit, yeah.
They probably looked in his direction every once in a while.
Amari Cooper last year in 15 games, so he missed two games, still led the team with 128 targets. So now I know Amari Cooper is a better player than any wide receiver they have. Second on the team in targets was David Njoku, the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Third on the team in targets was Elijah Moore, another wide receiver. So your top three guys in targets, two were wideouts, one was a tight end. So it's not as oversimplified as running back, tight end, running back, tight end. Like, they had wide receivers to throw to. And that was even with, six different quarterbacks or whatever they had last year? Five different quarterbacks to throw passes? So, I don't know. What we've seen the first 2 weeks is so far the extreme that we even had the stat yesterday from Boston Sports Nymph, which was fewest receiving yards by wide receivers through 2 weeks over the last 10 years.
In the last decade, they're dead last, yeah.
So that's crazy. Like, I can't imagine that's what Alex Van Pelt's plan was. Plus, if you believe, like, it's probably a combination, or I think we know that it is a combination of the two. Alex Van Pelt certainly wants to run the ball. Jacoby Brissett is not exactly going to be flinging it deep down the field. He's not going to be chucking it to receivers. So if Hunter Henry's the open guy after like a play breakdown, that's who he's going to throw to. And then even checking out of the running backs, that's who he's going to throw to. So, but still, it's still the extreme. Three catches by receivers last game?
Like, yeah, that's not great. That's nuts. That's not great. So I'm trying to do the math here quickly, always dangerous. I got 13 targets for the tight ends, 12 for Henry, 1 for Hooper.
Hoop.
I have 6 targets for the running backs, 5 to Stevenson, and another 1 to Antonio Gibson. I see 5 targets to the wide receivers. 3
that's
for Polk,
low.
2 for Osborne.
That's very low.
So, like, that shouldn't be your breakdown.
No.
Tight ends get the bulk, then the running backs, then the receivers. That shouldn't be the breakdown.
Yeah.
And as it stands with Jalen Reagor and the unrest within the Patriots, Chukwuma Okorafor left.
Yeah.
You have Pop Douglas calling out the offense, and I do think it's a real test for Jerod Mayo. Doesn't mean he's going to fail it, but let's follow it and see where it goes. You also have Hunter Henry second-guessing, I thought, Mayo yesterday on our show. Maybe you have Reagor on that list, maybe not. TBD.
I don't know what the hell's going on with Jalen Reagor, because now it looks like going to his Twitter, he has no posts. So, like, did he just, like, he has accounts.
Yeah.
He has verified accounts on both.
And maybe
he just, like, panicked and now he, like, deleted everything?
He Ralphed it.
Ralph.
Very possible.
It could work.
The Carolina Panthers Ralphed Bryce Young. He has now been benched in Carolina. Is it a cautionary tale for the Pats, Keith?
So I look at it as just he's a bad quarterback on a horrible franchise, and I'm not going to run my franchise if I'm the Patriots based off of the failures somewhere else. Like, I think they should look at it as though Drake May, hopefully they took him third overall. They have more confidence in him than Bryce Young in Carolina. And he is, yes, he is another example of a high draft pick being bad. Guess what? There's also examples of high draft picks being good. So we can play this game. We've been doing it for months.
I like this game.
It's a fun game.
I like the game of shouting our examples and other people shouting them back.
I'm not opposed to that game. But it's like, Bryce Young's terrible. He shouldn't have played right away. CJ Stroud's great, and he should have played right away. So boom. Like, so last year's top two picks cancel each other out.
Yeah.
So like, you're Bryce Young, my CJ Stroud.
Anthony Richardson right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, let's see where that goes. So, like, although, real bad on Sunday. But,
yeah, he threw a few picks. He threw, like, three picks in the game?
Yeah, I think he completed half
but
his passes.
Irregardless.
Yeah.
There are examples across the board of guys that have been thrown in there right away, and most of them, if you're drafted really high, unless there was some trade, you're probably going to a really bad team, a team that won very few games the year before, and then you are one of the reasons they're hoping to get out of it. Like, you are there to make the other guys around you better. That's still, to me, what the quarterback should be doing. It shouldn't be, well, wait till we get a really good left tackle, left guard, center, right tackle, right guard, two receivers, a tight end, and a running back. Then we'll put in the quarterback. That's crazy. Like that. Yes, that guy, the Brock Purdy in that situation, would probably be in a really good spot. But that's not how the league works. It's impossible to get every position locked up before you play your quarterback. So, no, I personally don't look at it as, wow, Bryce, good thing they're not playing Drake May because Bryce Young's bad. Like, Bryce Young might just be bad.
Yeah, and that's Drake May might be bad.
Maybe.
Like it's very possible Drake May just can't play and never had a shot, and it didn't matter if he sat for years, didn't matter if he played right away. And that tends to be my belief on Bryce Young. And here's what I would say for Carolina. They're going to get back in the game next year, and I don't think that's a bad place to be. Obviously, you wish they hit on the Bryce Young pick. Duh. And they shouldn't have been so aggressive in moving up. I think that's the real criticism of Carolina. They didn't sit and wait and take the quarterback that fell to them like the Patriots did with Drake May. They mortgaged their future to move up.
Right. They could have just had Caleb Williams the next year.
And kept DJ Moore.
No, I know Caleb, but the jury's still on Caleb Williams. And 100%. He hasn't looked great through 2 weeks, but I still like him. Like, I'm giving him a chance.
You can't be afraid to take the swing. And I would keep on taking the swing until you hit. That to me is the NFL right now.
I also don't think they should have benched Bryce Young. Now, well, look, I'm not in the locker room, as it were, Jones.
Well, but why? Because you think
it's two games into year two. You have a lot of issues around you, and he is your franchise. He is your chance. The team's not going to win anyway.
Well, that's my argument to keep playing him is let's just...
Yeah, we're going
to
be bad.
Let's just lead the lambs to slaughter right. And get the number one pick. That would be my argument
because
for
it. Even though I'm sure he flashed way better, right? I'm not trying to compare the two. But go back to year two of Josh Allen. And if there was a game where he completed 40% of his passes and threw two picks, if they just like benched him, what would have happened? Right. Like you never would have seen how he got better every season.
But at least with him, you did see flashes.
Yeah, there were flashes. Plus, he's just like overall, like he is a physical specimen as compared to Bryce Young, who is not. But I didn't like the pick. You know, we did a draft show last year. I think everybody on the show liked C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young, but. That ship has sailed. You have Bryce Young. Last year was a bad season, so bad in which you fired your coach after 1 year. Okay. Now you have a new coach.
He didn't even make it through
the year. Good point. Yeah. He didn't even make the year. So now it's year two. He's played two games. The team, best case scenario, is going to win two games. Like, they're the worst team in the league. And now you bench him, so he sits and watches Andy Dalton, like one guy that there's zero future in. It's not like you're benching Drake May for Joe Milton. You're benching Bryce Young for... Andy Dalton.
Yeah, so if you're just ready to move on, and it sounds like they are, then you bench him. You don't bench him to sit him for a few weeks and plug him in again in a month.
Ooh, the Tua Fitzpatrick thing.
He's done. Yeah. And look, I think Dalton will get more out of that offense. Because I liked, and shame on me, I was way off on this. I knew Carolina wouldn't be good, but I thought they would look better than a year ago. They might be worse. So I like the Dave Canales hire. That's an offensive guy, work with quarterbacks, got a lot in Tampa
Mayfield.
Bay out of Baker Mayfield,
yeah.
Got a lot in Seattle out of Geno Smith.
Right.
So I like that hire. I thought it made a lot of sense to try to fix Bryce Young. They signed offensive linemen, which we wanted the Patriots to do here, this offensive lineman. I think they this offseason, rather. They signed guards, I think, not tackles, but they signed two guards in free agency. They made a trade for Diontae Johnson, which I thought was a really good move.
Yeah.
They drafted a wide receiver, Xavier Leggett, before the Patriots took Jalen Polk.
Mm.
So I thought they went out and did some things to support their young quarterback, and it didn't work. If Dalton can play, you're going to see, to me, it wasn't just about the situation and no quarterback could thrive there. That's going to prove that he couldn't play.
But my guess, too, like just for being so far away from it, so it's just a guess, is that Bryce Young isn't well liked by his teammates. Like,
yeah.
It's not, I think it's both. Like, he's a bad player, but I don't think they respect him. And then therefore the coach kind of is forced into making this decision. Whereas everything you know about Jacoby Brissett, and I know it's apples to oranges because he's the veteran, he's not the rookie, but like, that's not going to happen with Brissett. Like, Brissett's going to lose the job, maybe due to injury, as Curran suggests, maybe due to performance, and Van Pelt and Mayo make that decision. He's not going to lose the locker room. Like, that's not going to happen with Brissett. But it seems like Bryce Young, that might be the main reason why he's out of a job. Otherwise, just as a franchise, you need to see this thing through. Like, you wore it last year. This year, you're going to be bad again. But to give up after 2 weeks, because it's funny, we got a text. We were talking about the worst number one picks ever, and he's in that short list.
Oh,
with Jamarcus Russell.
Did we settle? Did we decide he is the worst? I think he is the worst.
I would say he's the worst.
Worse than Russell.
I would say Russell is
worse
a close
than Tim Couch.
Two. Yep. Worse than
David Carr.
Yep.
Number one pick. Now again,
number one overall.
Earlier, Ryan Leaf and things like number one picks.
Well, it's funny. While we were having that discussion, somebody texted or tweeted in. They're like, "Well, you can't give up on, or you can't call a guy a bust until 2 years." And I was like, "Well, tell Carolina that. Like, Carolina's the one that took him and then benched him."
Yeah.
So like, I get what you're saying. Like, there's always a chance the guy bounces back, or the guy. Like, I don't think so with him.
Me neither.
Now, like, if you could take Bryce Young.
Uh-huh.
Or Trey Lance, who would you take?
I think Lance. I wouldn't feel good about it, but I think Lance.
I think they're probably both busts.
At least
he can scoot a little bit.
Correct. At least I've seen a tangible skill in Trey Lance where he can run.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything in Bryce
Young. He threw five picks in a preseason game.
But 300 yards.
But 300 yards. And he
had command of the offense.
He definitely can run. He absolutely can run in the NFL.
Yeah.
Now, he might not be able to throw.
Just terrible.
He might not be good, but which one would I take? Lance.
Well, and some of the worst picks, those are two of the worst picks ever because of what they had to do to get up there.
Yeah, it was the draft capital, yeah.
Trading up for Trey Lance when you're a quarterback-proof franchise is insane.
Yeah.
And then trading up for Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud's also
so
insane.
So maybe that's one I need to back off of, that you can't overpay for a stud quarterback. Well, I do feel that way. You can't
overpay. Well, if it's a stud, you can't.
Well, right. But you also can really set yourself back by taking a shot on a guy who can't play.
Well,
to
me, like, that is like you're putting your job on the line. Like, if you're the GM. Now, the thing with John Lynch is every other move he's made is so good that he can withstand a Trey Lance one. But in Carolina, like, That's a fireable offense.
Right.
Trading those, DJ Moore, 2 ones and 2 twos for Bryce Young.
And those are moves way, way high into the draft. I mean, the Chiefs moved way up for Mahomes from like 20-something to 10.
Yep. That one worked for him.
It did. I mean, the Deshaun Watson one in Houston worked for a while as well. They moved way up the board.
He's a bad guy.
The Bills, no, bad guy, and can't play anymore.
Bad guy.
But that worked for a time.
Yeah, it did.
The Bills moving up for Josh Allen worked.
Yeah.
Now, but that, again, that wasn't moving up to one in the case of Bryce Young or three in the case of Trey Lance.
I still never understand the Niners moving up, only because that seems like a place where it's not the most important thing. Right? And, but, like, oddly enough, this is a side topic, but Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay both seem to be guys that could take almost any quarterback and have success, and yet they both felt the need to make big trades for a better quarterback.
It's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what that really means, but that's what it is.
Like, oh,
so
like, even though it's an interesting observation, no matter why, no, I don't know what it means.
I said it was interesting.
But it's interesting.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. That's so, all I said. I didn't do anything. I didn't oversell it.
Yeah, mull on that. For, chew on that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk about that at your work lunch.
Food for thought.
Yeah, right.
What that is. Mull that over.
Boom. That's a segment right there.
Food for thought.
Food for thought. We do it every day around lunchtime. And it's just, there's no real grand statement.
I think another radio show tried that.
Oh, really?
I don't think it went so well.
Oh.
Yeah. Food for thought. We can bring it back, though.
I never heard of it.
We can pounce it. Should
I have known about this?
I don't know.
No. Did somebody else do it?
I think.
I have no idea. If Jones said they did, they probably did.
Oh, Nick and Lanny. I'm like, was it the show that was on there before us?
Oh, no.
I was like, that'd be real bad. I'm like, of course I heard it. No, I didn't miss it.
Nice.
Or it could be, and we don't know about it. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
True.
But anyway, there's something there.
Yeah.
It's a fun fact of sorts. Maybe Fun Fact Friday, where I fire off a bunch of fun facts on Fridays.
Fact Friday.
Not bad.
Is that not just keys?
I was going to say it sounds a little like Keeves keys.
Well,
but whatever. People like that.
Separate. We pull them
what
apart.
What are you jingle space, around?
Space them out a little bit.
Yeah, your damn business, lady.
617-779-7937. We'll continue with all your feedback. I do want to get to the Celtics sale. An update. Why is Wick's daddy mad at him?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We got the grab bag coming up 20 minutes from now.
Never know what's in the bag.
Well,
you know that we have discussed it previous on the show. That's what you know.
Ohtani watch will be in there. I mean, that's
well, that's a staple.
I have a feeling Ohtani watch will be in there.
50-50. Is he closer to 50-50? I don't know. Wait a half hour. We'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
You can set your watch to Ohtani watch.
All right, so I know that's in there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what else is in there.
We
but
were
I know
wrong
that's
one
up.
Day. We were corrected on the text line, but I'm 100% sure on today's Ohtani watch.
Oh, you double checked?
Yeah, I got the dongs and the swipes.
Game.
No day game.
Okay, good.
I updated last night. I don't even know if he played, but I got the right number.
Good.
And who knows what else?
Well, I don't know. We're going to
probably
find
a promotion for the Dork podcast. That's usually in there as well.
Yeah, usually
there's a free one there.
At least once a week.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's half the grab
bag.
It'd
be crazy not to.
No, you would be. You would be. So that comes your way again at 145.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thank you, Devon. Big shout out there from our guy, Godchow, who again gave us
Chow Talk.
Some fashion advice yesterday, and we took it to heart. Look at us. If you're watching on twitch.tv.
We really need a show makeover with him.
No,
we
do.
How we pull that off.
I don't know either.
How he's available,
I don't know why he would want to, but if he wants to.
He wouldn't want
to. We would absolutely do a show makeover. Yeah. Devon, can you just pay for our clothes and dress us? That'd be great.
He even said.
But I went in the pro shop, so it's just all sweats and hoodies.
That's it. He's going there like, which jersey should I wear, Devon? He's like, stop it. Put the jersey down. You're a grown man. Like, I want to wear the jersey. But he.
I like jerseys, man.
He did say it's not just about how expensive it is.
No,
so you can get a good fit.
This I like.
For a reasonable price.
Yeah, it's not all about Gucci.
So we obviously have to give him something. Although he didn't get a new contract, so he could afford to dress us up. Yeah. But he doesn't have to do
He'll bring us to the Goodwill store.
That's fine.
Goodwill store.
Ooh, play that Macklemore
jam. Style. Yeah.
Thrift shop.
Yeah.
What's this, 2012?
Yeah. That was a heater, though, for a little while. My wife saw him when he came to the Garden.
Really?
Macklemore at the Garden.
He had, two or three songs.
He had two or three songs. She said it was actually a decent show.
I mean, the guy was such a phenomenon, people started running around with his haircut.
The Macklemore haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Macklemore?
I don't know.
He's a big...
he's a 12.
Seahawks fan.
I think he's a 12.
He also appeared in an episode of Dave where he was really good. He played himself.
Yeah.
Which, not a huge range on him, but it was good. Good performance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to play yourself sometimes.
He also did an episode of Sesame Street. Yeah. So instead of thrift shop, it was something about trash. He was like a big trash guy.
Oh.
Yeah, try to find that, Nick. It was him and Oscar.
Him and Oscar Grouch.
Yeah, him and the Grouch.
Nice.
Talking about trash. They love trash.
I like it.
It was pretty great, if we're being honest.
And it was thrift shop.
It was set to the theme of thrift shop.
Encouraging kids to pick things out of the garbage and wear it. That's it. You got it. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you see us in our matching polos. We had a meeting this morning, and both Keith and I had the exact same thought.
It was the Grouch Thrift Shop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You even changed the name.
Money.
Not bad.
It's going to kick in.
Mud? Ready? Oh, yeah. In my trash can.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm chopping. You can put some rubbish.
One, two,
this is
one,
awesome.
Two.
Wouldn't you like to rock a fish singing noodle?
A fish.
Wouldn't you like
fish.
To wear the kit and caboodle?
Kit and caboodle.
Do
nice.
You have a skunk stole with the prune pit? Huh? One grouch is trash. It's another grouch's outfit.
I'll say it better than the original.
That's great. No. Oh yeah, and you get all the
Muppets are in.
All the Muppets are dancing around to it. Oscar's loving it.
Are they Muppets?
Well, yeah.
They are.
I think they kind of are. I mean, they're not technically in the Muppet family, nor were they on the Muppet show, but Jim Henson in the early days of Sesame Street was a big, they brought those guys over. Kermit did a lot of crossover episodes. Hmm. So, I mean, you can call them that, I think. I think it's fair to call them
Muppets.
That.
Yeah. It's not like a derogatory term to
actually, it's
those on
Sesame
it's
probably
Street.
The nicest thing you can say to them.
Okay, good. I don't want to be on PC.
No. They're Muppets.
To the Muppets.
Yeah.
On Sesame Street.
Well, they're monsters. There are. Elmo's a monster.
Not all of them, though. Kermit's not.
He's a frog.
His piggy's
Cookie
not.
Monster.
No, those are Muppets. I'm saying on Sesame Street,
oh, yeah,
besides
right.
Big Bird,
yeah,
is a bird.
Yeah,
they're almost all monsters. Harry, monster. Cookie, monster. Elmo, monster. Grover, monster.
Oscar the Grouch.
Monster.
Very much a monster looking.
Monster.
Bert and Ernie.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. People.
Yeah.
Roommates. Lovers.
Catholic Church may think they're monsters. But that's not, I think, a fair way
I
to say
it. I love those guys. Those are good guys.
No. Nothing wrong with that.
Those are good guys.
But yeah, we're matching.
Macklemore. Oh, yeah, so we're wearing the same clothes. You went to circle back to that.
I'm just circling back
to that. We're
wearing
the same clothes for the fourth time in 3.5 weeks.
I just like that we both thought today that business attire.
We had a business meeting, not to tip our hand too much. We had a business meeting,
business
and so we both wore free
a lot of business
telephone shirts.
Jones and Keith show, and we said, let's wear our free shirts. So there you go.
Yeah.
Good reason to tune in.
I think it went well.
I can only imagine the Twitch audience is spiking at this moment. Just to say, what are they wearing? What are they not wearing?
They're like, oh my God, are they playing the Grouch Thrift Shop song?
They are. Can I give you one item quick before we get to the Celtics?
Please.
Just read this in the last break. Justin Tucker, I'm reading about Tucker. He's missed 250-plus yard field goals. You know, kickers this year in the NFL are 35 for 39 on kicks over 50.
You know, I wouldn't know it was that number, but just from this weekend watching a bunch of games, Butker had that game winner. There was another game winner we had in What Happened that was deep. Guys are just hitting 50-plus yards.
I mean,
for sure. Yeah.
Youngway Koo last night
Oh, my God.
Because of idiot Drake London.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What did Drake London do that was wrong?
He celebrated right in the ref's face.
Yeah, but he wasn't like showing up the
ref. Firing off guns right in the ref's face.
I thought they were allowed to celebrate. I was very confused by this. So Drake London, if you missed Monday Night Football, scores the game tying touchdown.
Yeah.
Shook Darius Slay like a bad habit.
Let me tell you, my fantasy matchup, I wanted nothing to do with overtime. We were probably on opposite ends of this one, but
I needed Barkley.
I was not thrilled with Drake London.
So he shakes the pants.
Despite the anytime touchdown bet, I was not thrilled with that. Yeah.
So he shakes the pants off of Darius Slay, touchdown, great pass by Kirk Cousins, saw it the whole way. Drake London scores a touchdown. He does a touchdown dance, which I thought was encouraged. I thought they
touchdown dances are encouraged. I think firing guns in the ref's face,
I think,
is discouraged.
You didn't have a real gun. You're painting a picture.
LSU hasn't been flagged for it once this year. They, like 100
times. No, that's not true. There was definitely a college game where guys got flagged for it. I think it was LSU.
Was it LSU?
Yes.
I was watching. They did it against South Carolina on Saturday.
So hold on a second. So Drake London got
firing up bazookas in the ref's face.
It wasn't directly in the ref's face, though. Ref shouldn't have been standing there. He was excited. It was a big touchdown. For the record, it was a fake gun.
Uh-huh.
He was shooting up in the air. So when like Brandon Cooks would do like the bow and arrow,
that's
a weapon. Would he get flagged for that? No.
He's just practicing archery.
Okay. Well, maybe he was just practicing like range.
At the shooting range.
Yeah, Ty Locke called in. He's going to shoot guns with Matt Light today.
Wiggy and Ty and Matt Light
shooting guns in the woods today.
Maybe you talked me into this.
So that was insane. But to your point.
Young Wake, who had to blast an extra long kick.
A 48-yard field goal.
Extra point.
Hi, I'm Matt Light.
What's up, Matt? That wasn't Matt Light, guys. That was Ninkovich.
Believe it or not, Rob Ninkovich.
That was Frank Caliendo.
Rob Ninkovich.
No, so it was a 48-yard field goal, or I'm sorry, 48-yard attempt for the extra point, which they desperately needed, and he hit it.
Very impressive. So kickers are making all these long kicks. I guess my roundabout point is, while we've gotten on Jacoby Brissett, we've gotten on the coaching decisions, have we really gotten on Joey Sly enough for missing a kick that pretty much every kicker in the NFL makes?
Yeah, but, I mean, it got blocked.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Sure.
I'm more on Brissett for putting him in that position.
No, I know you
with.
Are.
Yeah,
And I think you're right to be. I mean, I was with you yesterday when we were talking about it, but like,
do you think Joey kickers, Sly kickers is one of those
drilling,
guys?
I don't know. And pretty much every kicker is making 50-plus yard field goals, except, oddly enough, Justin Tucker is over 2. They're 35 for 39 from over 50.
That is weird.
And he can't hit that kick the other day.
Yeah, he tried.
No, he tried.
You know,
that's true.
The line play got him.
Look, and you know Chad Ryland wasn't hitting the thing. Well, if it was in Denver.
First career. Oh, yeah, Ryland.
When you don't want him through.
Yeah. Ryland. Joey Sly. You're a Sly guy.
Sly guy.
Two Sly Sly.
Sly in the Family Stone.
Sly Sly.
Yeah.
That's Kajagoogoo.
I got to be honest, that one went right over.
You don't know
Kajagoogoo?
Billy knows it. He's shaking his head in disgust, but he knows what I'm talking
what
about.
What is that? Is that a children?
Too Shy by Kajagoogoo. It's like Kajagoogoo. An 80s banger.
Kajagoogoo is an 80s banger.
Is it?
It's called Too Shy.
If you hear it, you'll have to know.
If I hear it, I might know it.
But I changed it to Too Sly.
I gotcha.
Because it's are you serious?
Nothing.
I think I'm
here. Vermont.
I think Vermont. I know. Maybe any day now they might get Kajagoogoo.
Yeah, Delilah will play that at some point.
That's good.
It.
Got Miami Vice. Miami Vice number one new show.
Miami Vice number one new show. Hey.
Stop. Hammer time.
So
is that Eurotrip? What is that?
Bingo.
Yeah, nice.
I feel like if Joey Sly takes off, that could be his song.
I'm
first career, he's 20 of 32 from 50 plus. So
that's not good.
No.
20 of 32.
Right. Joey Sly only made the team because he's better than Chad Ryland. I look at Joey Sly.
But whose fault is that? He can't hit 50-yard field. Everybody makes 50-yard field goals. That's my point.
No. Remember when
this one wasn't even 50.
Remember when the Pats had Nick Folk?
Yes.
Big kick Nick Folk?
Sure.
Was nails inside of 40.
Yep.
And then, like, okay in the 40s. And then it was like, don't even attempt it after 50.
Don't even think about it.
I kind of think that with Joey Sly.
And, of course, the one time Bill thought about it, overtime against Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's just missed. It's the one. Yeah, just missed.
I mean, he was right.
Good line.
Just missed.
Yeah, strong line.
Yep. It was on.
Just, you know, about 10 yards short.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'm
with you.
Zone away.
Kickers do seem to be kicking 50 yarders with ease. The percentages are through the roof.
The only one Sly's missed was that one. But let's just face it, that was a pretty big kick, all I'm saying. And we've piled
on leakage on the left there.
There was quite a bit of leakage.
There's a lot of guys flying in.
We blamed everybody else. The coaching staff, the offense,
you're
the
defense. You're putting this game on Sly?
Jacoby Brissett. Maybe. Now I've had a Tuesday epiphany. Put it on.
Your Tuesday take?
Too Sly Sly.
Too Sly. Let him down.
Yeah, let him down.
Where's Ryland? Bring Ryland back.
Meanwhile, this story came out over the weekend. Yeah. And I don't know how much traction it's got because it came out on Saturday in the New York Post. They write, and maybe we should have inferred some of this, the Celtics ballooning payroll allegedly sparked a rift within the family that owns the team, leading to the aging patriarch, Irv Grosbeck,
right,
to demand his free-spending son to sell the iconic franchise, the Post has learned. Irv Grosbeck, a 90-year-old Massachusetts-born entrepreneur who owns a controlling 20% stake in the team, roughly, balked at funding big losses on the horizon from the massive contracts that helped the Celtics capture a record 18th NBA championship in June, multiple sources told the Post. Wick Grosbeck, who owns roughly a 3% stake, but is the front-facing owner, announced the surprise decision to put his beloved hometown team up for sale shortly after hoisting the NBA trophy. Quote, "That's what happens when dad puts in the most money," one source said. Ouch.
Okay.
The team barely broke even last year, Keith. Barely, which means they did.
They broke even. Yeah.
But barely broke even during their championship run, according to sources.
Well, they get paid in parades, is what I heard.
That is what I did hear
yeah.
before dad has stepped in.
Right.
They're expected to lose roughly $80 million this year. Lose.
Man.
$80 million because of luxury tax fines for being over the salary cap for the upcoming year, which tips off next month. That figure likely will rise significantly for the following year, 25-26, when harsher salary cap fines kick in. Quote, "Wick says he'll spend whatever it takes, but dad wasn't into losing money," another source said. The Grosbecks have contended they're selling the team for estate planning purposes when they made the stunning announcement. Wick reiterated that statement in speaking for the family when reached by the Post last Friday. The Grosbeck family is selling the team to estate and family planning considerations. To say the sale is in any way related to the loss of money is completely incorrect, he insisted. There has not been a capital call from ownership or any additional investment of any kind in the 22 years since Boston Basketball Partners bought the team, and we don't anticipate there being one. Irv Grosbeck did not return calls or emails when seeking comment.
Oh, boy. They have the right number?
Good question. Yeah. Shaughnessy thought he had him cornered and was going to answer emails, and then
nope.
Irv Grosbeck thought better of it. So, look, should we have known this? Should we have expected this? I don't know if we ever really bought the estate planning thing back in the day. This sounds like it flies in the face of it's all good. Everything's happy within the Grosbeck family, and we're just making sure we're setting everybody up for life. It's a good time to sell. No, no, no. Irv balked at the big prices that his son was spending because it wasn't his son's money.
Yeah, 100% Wick did not want to sell the team, right? I mean, just the way the whole thing played out, every time we've heard him talk, every time he's been around the team, every kind of public appearance, and especially now, the team breaks through with this group of players, and the future is as bright as can be. All these guys are locked up for the long term, coach, GM, all the important players, and now you sell right at, like, weeks after. So there's no way, in my opinion, that Wick Grosbeck wanted to sell the team. So I'm sure Irv was looking at it and be like, man, this isn't as big of a moneymaker as I had thought.
They barely broke even, and who knows what that is, but barely broke even on the team. Which
also
means they made money, and they're going
to
lose $80 million next year?
Yeah, well, so then it makes sense for them to be like, it's got nothing to do with that, because you don't want to tell potential buyers that, 100%. Oh, this thing is bleeding. This thing is like a boat with a bunch of holes in it.
Well, and this is why I was going to ask, does this story matter? Because we probably could have guessed a lot of this. The Celtics were telling you that it was for estate planning purposes, but you could guess there was more going on there.
Yeah.
Does it matter to a potential buyer? They're going to lose $80 million on the team next year.
All that stuff matters to the buyer.
But what does that mean
for... No, it just means for the price. Like, I think the potential buyers still want the team. Like, they're well aware of the, like, economics with these NBA teams. But they're probably saying, like, all right, you're not going to sell it to me for $6 billion if I have to come in here and, like, overpay.
And
for the next handful of years, they're probably going to be paying an insane amount for their... I mean, look at the salaries that they're paying. So they're going to have to figure that out. So it's just a negotiation tactic, I guess, for the potential buyer.
Yeah, and you got to wonder if it knocks the price down. And that was in the New York Post story. $6 billion's never going to happen. And I don't have the quote right in front of me, but something like that. And it's another, you know, league source talking about it. Maybe closer to $5 billion. They detail some of the other sales, the Bucks, the Mavericks, teams like this. I was about to say, Pags can't pay for a team if they're losing $80 million a year, but maybe he's the one leaking some of this to knock the price down and make it a little more affordable.
By the way, you don't really want this.
They lost $80 million trying to scare off Bezos.
Yeah,
so maybe that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We have the grab bag coming your way later on this hour, about 5 minutes from now. Stay tuned. Andy Hart, Christian Arcan, WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what they have coming up next.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's almost time for WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Arcan. Hart is in the house, ready to go.
Hello.
You guys schlepped all the way down to Foxborough yesterday. Nice new studio.
It's beautiful.
Yep. And that was
just the two of us.
But did Brissette call?
Oh, yeah.
He called.
Jones did, too.
Yeah, they called?
So we've been there for 2 weeks, and three of the four interviews we've done there have been on the phone.
That's why Jones and Keefe go to the studio.
But we look and joke's on you.
The studio looks great, yes?
NFL Films recorded us because we're going to be part of the Open on Thursday night.
Whoa!
Oh, wow!
That's been great.
Darn it!
The director did warn us that we film a lot of stuff that doesn't make it to television.
Yeah.
And he has no say.
How about that, though? And I don't have any say in this. We cut stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You might be in there.
Yeah, and he also said something about, like, there's three opens, and he's not sure which one they'd use us in. There's, like, a pregame open and, like, a something open.
Call me crazy. I feel like if Jacoby Brissett was in studio, you'd have a better chance of being in there.
Probably.
Yeah. Just a shot of you and Arcan sitting there.
Or if they had a quarterback other than Jacoby Brissett.
Probably.
Maybe. Yeah.
Although he was on the poster. When they did the ad last Thursday night to preview this Thursday's game.
Was it Mayo?
It was not Mayo.
Nope.
It was Brissett versus Rodgers.
That'll put asses in the seats, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two longtime quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have just gone Ramondre there?
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
He's gone? A beast. Fantasy football people know him. Like
even Gonzalez?
Like, or do people know him? Would they know his
Ramondre?
Visual?
No.
Yeah, like number.
But give him a chance.
I'm with you on that.
Give him a chance. Splash him on the graphic.
It's true.
That's
and you
chance.
Can write Stevenson below it, right?
Right. Then, yeah. That's who that is.
People will figure that out.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in my fantasy league.
No, just write Mondre, a little shorter.
Mondre.
Ooh.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, bag, grab bag.
Isaiah Pacheco out 6 to 8 weeks for the Kansas City Chiefs, so they're going to turn to, who knows, Kareem Hunt has been rumored to be maybe some interest there. They have Carson Steele, who we advocated for to pick up in fantasy.
Yeah.
They also have Samaje Perine.
It's a definite porn star name.
Isn't he like a fullback, though? Like,
Whoa. What's wrong with that?
Super full.
Unless Mike Alstott is showing up, I don't know if you want to give the fullback 20 carries a game.
You ever notice since Devlin left, the Patriots stink?
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Big correlation.
Just him. Nobody else left.
We should seek that out more.
Yeah.
Where's Devlin?
The James Devlin correlation.
He was at the Devlin game this weekend. Without Devlin.
Yeah. Break the whole thing
there.
Yeah,
was he? Somebody sent me a photo. They were like, "Hey, look at this."
They wore the neck roll.
Devlin, no.
It'd be funny if he just wore a neck roll with like every outfit.
Did you guys notice?
That's a good idea. Yeah, like wedding tux.
He's a businessman now, an entrepreneur.
He's like, yeah,
that's fullback. Yeah,
nice. Did you guys notice how intense Malcolm Butler was ringing the bell? Or
no,
like the light? Is it a bell? No, it's a bell.
It's a bell on a lighthouse.
Right, largest lighthouse in North America.
Uh huh.
Then there's the bell. And they showed Malcolm Butler ringing it. He was like mad almost.
Still wants to know why he didn't play.
Yeah, what are you inferring?
Maybe he'll figure it out.
You think Bill should have been there?
Should have?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're celebrating Super Bowls and you were the coach.
He's not doing anything.
I would argue that was the greatest.
No, on Sundays. Let me rephrase. On Sundays, he's not doing anything. And you know he's not like a watch the TV guy.
You think the 14 team was the best team they had?
I don't know if it was the best team. That was the best Super Bowl.
Yes. I think that's the most underappreciated Patriots team.
Probably.
04 is their best. 14 is their most underappreciated.
Yeah. The way they came together and the things they could do on both sides of the ball. Yeah. I would argue that.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a grab bag.
Cooper Kupp could be headed to the IR. They're already without Puka Nacua. Cooper Kupp was back, too. This is unfortunate. The first week, he had like 25 targets. Oh. It was just a machine.
Super back.
He was looking decent week two, then gets hurt and is down. So that stinks.
Yeah. We talked about this earlier, Keith, not to make it all about fantasy football.
Go ahead. Make it a lot about fantasy football.
There probably are teams that drafted McCaffrey first.
Yep.
They drafted like Pacheco or Kupp or somebody in round two. They
Jordan have, like, Love.
Jordan
or Tua, like
T.
whatever.
Higgins.
I didn't see a screenshot this morning of a team that the entire team was hurt.
Was it really?
The entire team.
You know, T. Higgins.
At that point,
he's got a little ouchie on his hammy. Yeah.
Wait, didn't you pack it in?
Well, I didn't pack it in. Why did I pack it in?
Was there a tweet like, fantasy football is stupid, I'm done, or something?
That was reactionary at the moment.
That was about Cooper Kupp went down.
That was about Cooper Kupp. I'm still going to play. If Saquon Barkley gets his knee off the ground, I would have won last night. The guy killed me.
Grab bag.
Red Sox taking on the Rays tonight, right here on WEEI.
Yep.
Grab bag.
We got to keep it moving. Yeah. You got any things on the
No,
on
I was
socks?
Just saying no, that's a fact. They are. That was all I was just saying.
We'll talk to Alex Cora today.
There you go.
Well, Alex about Cora. That game and maybe about the weekend and some
throwing at people. Maybe about an impending suspension.
Okay.
That's right.
I mean, does he really care at this point? The season's over.
No, it would have been nice if they were
making $7 million either way.
His GM is in the paper talking about the offseason, so everybody's kind of moved on.
Did you see the Detroit Tigers, who were left for dead,
no,
are a game and a half back of the wild card?
Wow.
Yeah. Not the Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox are four games out with four games to go.
They could have been the Tigers.
Well, Tigers got hot and nobody else did. So.
That's true.
Bolsa de mano.
That is Spanish for grab bag.
Oh.
If everybody wants to keep up here. Russell Wilson still not fully going to be a full participant with Pittsburgh. So it goes like another week of Justin Fields for a Steelers team that is frisky. I don't know if you heard Tier Tuesday today, Hart. We dubbed them frisky.
Frisky team.
Frisky.
Yeah.
Frisky.
I think they're like the definition of frisky.
They might be the face of frisky.
Are right. they?
They might be the friskiest team there is.
Pittsburgh's frisky.
You mean in general or through 2 weeks?
Well, through 2 weeks.
Through
what
two
do
weeks?
We mean in general?
They got a defense, and they got
no quarterback.
Oh, let's
do a tiers for the last 40 years.
So I don't know what you're
doing. 40-year tier. We'll do that next week. Yeah, next week.
They don't have a quarterback.
Well, that was also a tier, but we didn't put them in that.
They have two quarterbacks.
No QB. Yeah, no, two QBs.
Yeah, you're a Russell Wilson guy over there. This can't be easy for you.
Well, as soon as he gets back from injury, he's going to tear it up. You watch.
He's been in full uniform every game.
Yeah, he's ready to go. He's
doing high knees on the plane. He's
eye
ready.
Black on.
He's got a really game ball. Petty game ball.
I saw that.
I like that.
By the way, did
I
you guys...
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a...
Grab bag.
Which is what I am.
Yes?
Yep. Sorry, I didn't
No, go ahead. Yeah, no, these just fire when ready.
I apologize. Do you know Andy Hart is basically a man after both of your own hearts when it comes to fashion yesterday?
Free stuff?
We found out that NFL Films was going to be coming to tape us, and Andy Hart said, oh, NFL Films is coming, I have to wear my best clothes. And he wore his red Jimmy Fun shirt.
These are good shirts.
Look, I'm telling you.
When you think business.
I do.
Jimmy Fun Polo.
Jimmy Fun Polo.
Yes. They're very nice.
You're going to see that Jimmy Fun Polo in the opening
I bet we don't.
Are we
heard,
sure?
Do we want to bet on it?
Is there like a straight-to-internet version open?
Yeah.
Grab bag.
The Shohei Ohtani 50-50 watch, which is why you tuned in today, currently stands at 47 dongs, 48 swipes.
You sure?
We've been stuck on that. I am sure. I did update that.
I like people just sitting around. People sitting around waiting all day. They're like, should I look up the Ohtani stuff?
No.
Keith's
got it.
I'll get it.
Wait for grab back.
Keith's got it.
155 every day.
The hills fill my heart with the sound of me.
Grab bag.
All right, that'll do it for grab bag here on a Tuesday. Pretty great.
No dork plug?
Dork Podcast, new one out right now, and then there's going to be another new one tomorrow morning.
Nice.
Double Dork Week.
All right.
Yep.
Good stuff. What do you guys have coming up here today?
We have Ross Tucker at 2:30, who has been very busy. Did the Colorado State game on TV. I don't know if you guys watched that, but I
watched
the play-by-play for that.
I watched the Derek White video. That's
He
was hammered.
Yeah. Colorado State typical, by the way.
He couldn't stand.
Well, it's the altitude. Arcan would know. You go out there, you need to mix in more water with your beers. It's like you're drinking like twice the amount of beers.
Yeah. He was wobbly out there. But we'll talk to Ross Tucker. And then we got, of course, Rob Bradford at 4:30, talk some Red Sox, and get to the bottom of this whole beanball war.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. And the skip, right?
Yeah, do we not have Cora?
Not today, tomorrow.
Oh, Hart, dump that when Hart
when
came
I left
that.
Home, it said dump we were getting Cora. Let me tell
you. Rough. Let me tell you, this. I like this. This is people don't know. You say maybe Cora's tuned in, maybe not. You don't know.
Perfect.
Keep listening to both. Right, exactly. Make sure.
I thought we had him today.
Make sure you're listening to the whole thing.
All right. Very good.
Okay. That'll do it for us here on Jones and Keith. Yeah. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Chris Shadarkan and Andy Hart. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock right here on WEEI.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.